Hey guys, it's Amy Kelly and you're watching Exposure Uncut. Today we have Tiffany Pack at Dream Key Real Estate and Shelly Haney from Dream Key. Both of them are realtors in this area and I'm so happy you guys decided to join me today.
Thanks for the invite.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
I know it's a lot. It's stressful. It's not what people want to do. Everybody gets a little jittery about talking on the podcast.
It's out of our comfort zone a little bit, yeah.
But honestly, we've been friends for a hot minute.
A long time.
It's about the same thing. We're just chatting.
Yeah.
I'm the one that should be nervous because I have to come up with the questions, but you know,
we'll see.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. Mm-hmm. All right. So tell me, did you grow up around here?
Born and raised West Limestone. All of my family actually come from West Limestone. Great grandparents, grandparents, everybody. So hard to move out of the area.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cool. Shelly, I've known you for a long, long time.
Yes, we've known each other a long time. Yeah, technically born and raised here. I was technically born in Florence, but moved here when I was five. So, yes, I'm from Athens. Parents are from here. So is my husband and his family as well.
Right. Mm-hmm. And you were at the same elementary school as me, right?
I did Brook Hill.
Okay.
We did soccer and then we were
in intermediate school. I remember playing soccer with you.
Yeah, you were a big soccer player too.
Yeah. I know. I love playing with Shelly because she was a forward. I was a forward. We worked well together.
We did.
Currently trying to teach my soccer team of 7 and 8 year olds how to pass the ball.
It's like, well, bumblebee soccer is great.
Oh, I love that age. It's so fun. So let's talk a little bit about your job. So what's a current trend that you see happening in like the real estate market or in housing?
I think housing, real estate market, anything right now, I feel like we're in the day of the influencer. People want to see what other people have. They want to see, you know, it used to be when I first got into real estate, everybody wanted you to take all your photos down and all your things, all your personal things. They wanted all of that gone. And now I feel like people want to know who's been in it, who lived there, who's...
It's a status quo.
Yeah, it's a status quo. Especially in a close-knit community like Limestone County. Yep. You know, everybody knows everybody. They want to know, oh, she went to, you know, church with... so-and-so and all of the things. It's the connection that everybody puts into it.
I'm not going to lie. I look at listings and I look at the family picture to see if they're my clients.
As soon as I walk in a house, I'm like, oh, I know these people.
Yeah.
So I know these people. So I think that's just human nature.
Right. So Shelly, what about you? Do you see any trends that...
I mean, that's what I was kind of thinking of. I mean, people want to see it like all over social media. They want to see the videos. They want to see the pictures. Just to touch on what you were saying, I mean, people are just nosy by nature and they want to.
Well, I mean, that's why all of these apps have been your Instagram, your TikTok, your Facebook. Yep. They're just apps that are out there for people to be nosy.
Yeah. 100%. I love the memes. It's like, I have $5 in my account, but I'm on Zillow.
Oh, for sure.
Ooh, hideous. Why would you do that? Yes. Brown cabinets, you know? So funny. So I'm very much a maximalist. Mm-hmm. So we're hanging out at our wonderful producer's home today, and she's a minimalist. Everything's gorgeous.
It is.
Like,
very gorgeous.
So, like, clean and crisp, and I love it, and it suits her so well. But me, like, you walk in my house.
You know how I got to have, like, all the photos. There has to be a little bit more. So we have a whole collage of photos and things and colors and things like that.
So how much am I, like, effing up my house right now with all the color?
You're not.
Okay, cool.
You're not.
Because I'm like, I do worry about that.
Yeah. So I just got back from Vegas and I went to the Builder Show, the 2024 Builder Show. And the biggest color this year is green.
Love green. So I'm about to paint our dining room kind of a turquoise, but it's going to be like green undertone.
Oh, yeah.
So it's going to be real bright.
Well, you know, my new house is going to be black.
See, my living room is black.
All the blacks. So
I want to wallpaper the ceiling and I've not done a full send on that yet.
I think it would be gorgeous. As long as they're not short ceilings. You don't want to ever make it feel like everything's coming down.
Mm-hmm. I painted the ceiling in our entryway, which I love, but the wainscoting, it's tall and it's white. And then I wallpapered, it's like a navy and it has like gold flamingos and palm leaves.
Oh,
and then
good.
I painted the ceiling navy. And I want to gold leaf it and change the
chandelier. So to me, and everything that I've learned, you know, when I was in Vegas, that's the luxury side of it. You know what I'm
luxury.
Saying? That is the plush. You know, the textures are in this year. The golds. I know everybody's going, oh, God, brass has come back. The new gold is not brass.
Yeah.
It is a champagne gold. It's a different gold. And it's things that can be swapped out super easy. But, you know, you can throw a gold faucet in and make the whole room a different look.
Right.
Just with one
knobs.
Yeah. I mean, it's like a whole thing. Knobs, yeah. Like, so oh, yeah, for sure.
So even for people that are not as maximalist as I am in bold, they can change out small things.
Oh, small things. Sure. Yes, yeah, for sure. Yeah. And you don't even have to pay to change them out. You can take them outside and paint them. Mm-hmm. Been through that, done all of that. Mm-hmm. Super easy.
Hard work. Mm-hmm. All right. So do you have any, like, horror stories or funny stories from, like, showing people listings or even, like, getting down to, like, closing day? I want to hear it. Spill it.
Well, I had a very scary story. When I very first got into real estate, I was Sonia Inman's assistant. And she called me and she said, let's go to Decatur. I've got a guy that wants to list his house. And I was like, okay. You know, I always wanted to be behind the scenes, do all the paperwork, never wanted to be forefront in, you know, in my photos and all the things. So I'm following her. I literally would do anything she told me to do. So following her to Decatur, and we go in, and I was like, well, are they home? And she was like, no, they're not going to be there. Well, we open the door and we hear water running. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, God, we've got a leak or something. So we're running through trying to figure it out. Oh no. He was in the shower waiting on her to
He had an appointment.
We panicked, screamed, ran out of the house. It was a whole ordeal, but that was when I very first got into it, and I thought, oh, God, everybody's crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to do this.
I think everybody is crazy. You always have to watch yourself.
At that point, that's when I was like, I probably need to take a gun with me everywhere I go. Yes. So I did.
Good for you. And I we both work in professions that we meet complete strangers in sometimes random places.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
And we have to make sure that we're protecting ourselves. And that's like that. I feel like that's key. Like, you have to be really smart.
For sure.
Yeah.
I normally have a gun in the car, in the bag, at the office. You're not catching me with that one.
No, I remember you telling me that story from the very get-go. And ever since then, I'm like ringing the doorbell, knocking. Mm-hmm. And then once I open it, I'm yelling, hello, anybody here?
Right. You have to be smart.
I'm not trying to walk in on something like that or anything. No. So.
Yeah, I will say when I've gone and done some pictures for you in homes that you're like, it's empty, you can go in.
Mm-hmm.
I still do a little sweep of the house before, and then I lock the doors behind me. Okay. So you're not sneaking up in there on me either.
Yeah, and that's what on Wednesdays, I try to teach the agents, you know, how I do things and things like that. And, you know, open houses, everybody, you know, I know a ton of agents, don't come at me. I know a ton of agents do open houses on occupied properties. I'm not. That's a personal thing for people. It's an invasion of their privacy to me. You know, if I get 30 people coming through the house, even if I have 10 of my agents there working it, I can't make sure that they're not going through something or staking out the place or whatever. So that's a comfortable, a very uncomfortable thing for me. I know a ton of agents do it, but, you know, it's just a safety thing for me. I've been through so many weird things. I don't ever want to put any of my agents in a position for that, or my clients for that matter.
I mean, there's been articles that have made the news about real estate agents have been hurt because of not being.
Or hiding in a house. You know, I do a ton of new construction. Mm-hmm. So it's got to where now we've got coated pads on all the doors because, you know, well, one, you know, with the squatter rights and things like that and the homeless, you know, sometimes we'll end up with people walking through and things like that. And I don't ever want to send an agent in there, especially a new agent, in to somewhere and somebody be hiding in a closet or whatever it may be.
So what's the squatter's rights? Because I've been into some gorgeous winter homes that I might want to squat in.
So unfortunately, squatters have a lot of rights. I don't know the exact legal termination or whatever on it, but for the most part, if they lock in, it's very hard to get them out. You have to go to the I think sheriff's department and then maybe probate. I can't remember. One or the other, and have to file an eviction for somebody that actually doesn't even own the property or whatever.
That's wild.
It's a very, very odd situation. It's a sad situation that we've come to that point. Don't get me wrong. I think there should be a place for all homeless people, and especially our veterans and things like that. But, you know, squatting in I could figure out a way to get them out of my house. but, you know, for the most part, legally, there's nothing. Your hands are locked.
Right. That's scary.
It's pretty wild.
Yeah. All right. So in a market that you, that is so like heavy, it's mm-hmm. flooded with a, there's, I mean, it's kind of like photography. Like every day there's somebody starting
4,039 agents, I believe.
What she we knows. Have in North Carolina. I wish photographers were registered. I'd love to know the number. I mean, you could go to what's happening in Athens any Monday and probably start counting them.
You can post it. They're usually looking for a cheap one, though.
Yeah. I know. That may not be me, but hey, I take payment plans, and I'll treat you really
She's
nice.
She's amazing, too.
So how do you stay so supportive of other agents with it being so flooded? You know, like, I feel like in photography, we're just not kind to each other. We don't support each other. We don't have a support-based system. And I wonder if that's different in real estate.
So I would say 10 years ago when I first started doing it, it was way different. You know, I want everybody to succeed. Mm-hmm. I don't care who it is. You know, if I have something that I can help you with, you know, if somebody would have given me all of the tools that I had to fight and figure out, you know, that would have made a huge thing in my life. So that's actually one reason we opened DreamKey. I wanted to be able to give the agents everything that I had been taught. There's no reason to gatekeep that stuff. We're all going to go through the same thing. We're all going to, you know, we're in a small town. So we, of course, know a ton of the same people.
Right.
You know, all of that happens all the time. But the, you know, our fiduciary duty as agents is to make sure our client's taken care of. Mm-hmm. So if the best thing for my client is for them to work with someone else because I am on a different path or whatever, then my job is to get them the best deal for them. So that may be sending them to Shelley that can work with them on the weekends because I've got so much going on here or whatever it may be. So as far as agents in general, I would say Limestone County is a lot different than like Madison County and even Lauderdale County. Limestone County is a close-knit group of agents, wouldn't you say? Mm-hmm.
So you
we
think
all
you guys
try
are better
to support
than those,
each
like,
other. Yeah.
More close knit.
And then we're willing to work together and want to work together and keep it in Limestone County and, you know, even if it's not at our agency.
Right.
Like, maybe that's fine. But maybe that's why Limestone County is such a fast growing county.
I think so. You know, when I've, you know, Patsy Gooch has always been an amazing agent, an amazing realtor. And, you know, early on when I watched her, that was one of the biggest things I can say is going into real estate is sit back and watching agents that are actually successful. Not the ones that post that they sold the same house three times on Facebook every day. Not those people. It's the people that are actually successful. Mm-hmm. You know, Patsy, I would, you know, one of the big things when I first started selling real estate is I had a client, you know, everything, I was broke. You know, Facebook was the only way I could advertise all the things. So Patsy called me one day. She was doing an open house on one of Terrell Carden's houses. And she said, one of your clients is in here. Well, she didn't have to do that. She could have very well turned them into her client because she is very intelligent and she is very good at her job. And she could have made them her client and sold them whatever. But she didn't. She called me and she said, I talked to these people. They said they've been working with you. Do you want me to show them around or would you like to come over? So she gave me the opportunity to go do my job. So that was a huge thing for me. And I thought, why aren't every agent like that? So that's why, you know, at DreamKey, if somebody ever calls me and says, hey, I'm working with an agent, well, let me get your agent the information and your agent can call me back because your agent needs to be, you know, your agent's like your attorney. They need to be involved in everything. They need to understand what's going on. They can't protect you and help you. They don't know all the ins and outs of everything.
Yeah, right.
So I think that's a huge deal to support other agents.
I love that. I love that. So you actually have a lot of agents that work underneath the umbrella of DreamKey. How many agents you got?
So total, I think we've got 38 now. So.
Crazy.
Remember when it was just, it was me and Sonia and Marie.
It was the OG. I remember that photo shoot. The OG photo shoot.
The OG photo shoot. And we were upstairs on the square in that one, it was like a 14 by 14 room. I originally said, I don't need any agents that work, you know, as long as I can go in and do my job, I'll be fine.
Right.
Then I realized there were a lot of agents that were unhappy, like we were unhappy, and called, said, hey, can I have a shot? And I was like, I don't know how to run an office, but we're about to figure it out. So we did.
That was probably about 10 years ago.
Yeah, well, it was January 14th, or January 17th of 2014.
that's probably about the time you originally came and talked to me and said, go get your license. I was like, go get your license. She's like, go get your license. And I was like, I am terrified to do that. I don't know. I was so opposed to it.
Well, Dawn kept calling me. She kept saying, I just want to be your assistant. I was like, no.
And now looking back, I'm like,
well, one.
How did you put it off?
Five years.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And I finally called her one day. I was like, all right, I'm doing it.
I was like,
I'm about to finish school. I'll be there.
Yeah.
How do you feel like the younger agents, like, because, like, even my son, mm-hmm. so he's about to be 16. He's mentioned, hey, I might be interested in this type of field. And I'm like, I think that's great for you.
Right.
I think it's a great field in the industry to be in. How do you feel like the younger generation that's starting to, like, okay, this is something that they're looking up to you? Like, this is something I want to try. How do you think they perform? Like, what's going to help them succeed?
So I think it's kind of like any kind of ball or anything like that. If they're coachable,
mm-hmm.
if they, you know, were raised in a manner where they feel like that they can take criticism, because all they see right now is social media.
Right.
And which that's a perception.
They're balling up on social media.
Right. Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's what I tell. A G-Wagon day one.
That's what I tell all these new agents. I'm like, this isn't selling Sunset. And also, if it is selling Sunset, you know, for the most part, if we're going by stats like that, we're killing selling Sunset. They mm-hmm. sold two houses a year. I sold 68 houses last year.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a whole misconception that people around here have.
Right. I don't know if it's as glamorous as the kids think that it is.
No. Yeah, they just see the dollar figure of what it sells for, and they
don't see what I pay the IRS every year and all that stuff.
Amen.
I just said,
that's
the backside. I don't see the business side on your end.
And if the agent is good, you'll never see the problems. That's the thing.
Yeah.
You know, so there's tons of problems in every situation, but if the agent is a very good agent and is in tune to her client, you're never going to know all that.
Right.
So if the agent makes you aware, you know, not saying that you shouldn't be aware of what's going on in your property, but if the agent is taking care of it, it won't be as big of a deal as it should be.
You know, and it's nice and all to make money and have all these nice things, but ultimately your profession, my profession, we're about serving the people.
Correct.
And so we want to make sure that our clients are being treated with respect and they're getting what they paid for.
Well, we want repeat clients.
Right.
So that's the biggest thing. I don't want to be one of the big brands where, you know, all you see is a certain name on a sign. I want them, you know, if somebody come in and offer me, you know, a ton of money for Drinky, I need people to know who I am. I need people to know who Shelly is, and all 38 agents, I need those people advertised.
Right.
So Drinky just happens to be, you know, my baby. But if somebody offered me enough money, I would sell. No, I'm just kidding. I ain't kidding.
Tempting offers.
Yeah, so.
Okay. So let's talk about this, because there are so many real estate agents in this area.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you market yourself to be something that's a little bit more authentic to yourself and that you stand out?
Well, so originally, you know, I was very conservative about everything that I did.
The stuffy headshots.
tried to follow the same pattern that everybody else was doing, and then realized I was selling just as many houses in gym clothes as I was wearing, dressing up and going and doing what the Selling Sunset vibe was.
Right.
You know, I'm not everybody's cup of tea, obviously. You know, I have many tattoos that people do not approve of, but it is who I am. So I feel like the way that I present to my, I connect with my clients. You know, there are a lot of clients that will call, and we both make the judgment call that I'm probably not who they are looking for. My background is the marketing. My background is the branding, on social media, the doing the ads, all of those things, the out of the box stuff that I would say probably not any other brand in Limestone County does.
No, I agree.
You know, we have meetings at the office. Sometimes we have mimosas. I know that's not a big thing in real estate right now, but you know, it's out of the box. I want my agents to feel as comfortable as I feel in there. I don't ever want to be in a position where I'm walking in and scared to put my folder on my desk because I'm going to have an agent take it or, you know, figure out my client or whatever. Same thing with my client. I want everybody to be super comfortable with me. And I feel like even if I couldn't get, you know, if, for instance, I have a listing and I can't get to something, you know, I've got one of the agents in the office that can get to it. if they connect better with one of the agents, then I will normally put that agent in control of that, and then I back out of it.
Yeah.
I just need to make sure that the drinky name is, you know, well taken care of, whether that be with me or one of the agents. That's the reason why we've never actually went after any agents in drinky. They've all come to drinky. I've never really advertised for any agents in drinky.
But you're a good supporter for us, because it truly, I mean, it is my own business, like, right, how I work, but you still support it. You still want us to be successful. You are so willing to get the classes for us, do the advertising for us. If there's things like, hey, I want to support this organization, all right, Drinky will make the donation for us. And you're just so good about working with us and making sure we're succeeding.
Right.
You know, and getting what we need or want out of being, you know, a real estate agent.
Community.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're
being involved in the community and try to, you know, host events and try to do things and, you know.
And so this community can be kind of stuffy.
Mm-hmm. It can.
And we are very Bible Belt, very, and people have come to expect like a certain manner and how you're going to act.
Mm-hmm.
Like with the tattoos, took you 7 years to post even a headshot with your tattoos.
With my tattoos, and my tattoos have been there for
they've been there for a while,
for a long time.
And I mean, I have tattoos, and I mean, I get the luxury of being in a like an art form,
right?
Yes. So I get to be a little bit more authentically myself. But Shelly and I, we were hanging out the other night. We were talking. There's this guy's TikTok. Mm-hmm. I don't know his name. Do you know his name?
The one talking about the real estate agent?
Yes.
The one you sent me.
Hilarious.
Right? And I mean, I wish I could get away, because humor is like my go-to.
Right.
And I wish I could get away with doing stuff like that, but it would not be
well
perceived
at all.
Oh, no.
And I mean, and that's fine, but man, if I could,
Do you think it ever will be, just like a touch of it?
Maybe.
I think it will.
Yeah, I'm sure I could dial his ideas down and dial it down and make it
a little less language.
Mm-hmm. But I think it'd be so much fun to do.
I think so too.
But I would love for somebody to step out and do it.
Yeah.
And I feel like Drinky's going to be the one that does it.
Oh, sure.
For sure.
I feel like you guys, you're definitely like leading in like the marketing and the branding. And I mean, we've done quite a few headshot sessions and things like that. We've done the stuffy because that's just what it is.
It's just what I felt like the realtor logo said to do. You know what I'm saying?
And remember,
all of that's changing now.
Okay.
Now none of it bothers me.
Let's see. And I'm like, that's
I'm and I've always, which is weird because anybody that knows me growing up, I've never cared what anybody thought of me ever in my life.
It's different when you have a business.
Yeah. Then. But when I got into the business, people were like, you know, you're under a microscope. You've got to do this. You cannot say this. And, you know, if you meet me and tell me I'm wrong, but I'm the same person outside of work as I am the inside of work. And I try hard to be that person. But, you know, going in way back then, it was, you have to do this and you have to wear this and you have to, and I've slowly gotten away from that. And, you know, my sales have skyrocketed since I very first started.
Yeah.
So, I also know that, you know, the sweet little old lady that went to church with my grandma, that I'm probably not wearing a tank top with her.
Yeah.
Right. You know your audience.
Yeah. You have to know
your
audience.
You're respectful to people and how they're
I respect everybody. Mm-hmm. You know, if you don't like that, I'm so sorry. I will cover it up, you know, whatever it may be. But it got so bad that I was not true to myself. And I was, you know, I have a young daughter. I don't want her to ever think that she cannot be true to herself for whatever size she is, whatever she looks like and all the things. So it was a very cautious effort for me to be who I am in public and in the office.
I mean, I don't wear crop tops to sessions ever. Respectful of that family.
Right.
Yeah.
But you're going to see me one in on my off day.
Right.
You
know? Right. If you see
that's
me at Walmart,
time.
I'm sorry.
Right. I'm going to be more comfortable to myself.
Yeah.
That's
right.
Different. But I'm never going to show up to a session dressed inappropriately, which I find a lot of photographers do. Wowzers, guys, with the short shorts.
Same.
There's a dad behind you. But yeah, there's things that that go down. But I do feel like being respectful to your clientele. Definitely. But like when it comes to branding and marketing, so like Shelly has a session scheduled. We're going to be coming up on her. So we're in the inspiration stages for you. Hopefully Tiffany will come back around and do some more later on when she's ready. She seems like always ready.
She can jump in on some of mine.
I just recently did a rebranding of myself. And so like I actually did branding pictures yesterday. And I started out, and I know it's like as old timey as it sounds, on Pinterest, which I absolutely hate. Don't send me a Pinterest board. I cringe at those. Don't send a Pinterest picture. But at the same time, I use Pinterest.
But sometimes it will tell you what you don't want.
What I'm not looking for.
It doesn't always have to be like, I want this. Sometimes you're like,
right.
That's what I do not want to end up with.
And every single one were the same. And I was like, all these realtors, branding shots.
Well, I mean, they get their business signs.
Yeah. And remember we've talked about this. We're like,
that's the reason why I'm like.
From the very get-go, they're like, don't change your sign. Don't change your logo. Don't change your headshot. And now they're like, no, keep up with the times and change that.
Mm-hmm. People get so bored of your same pictures. Yeah. Oh, I used to get a bajillion pictures.
I used to be so scared to change my hair color because I always wanted to go dark. And I was like, oh, God.
Yeah, but people don't think pictures?
I got out of real estate. Yes. Oh, no, what do I do? But if you're in that influencer thing and you're on social media and you're talking daily and all of the things, they'll keep up. They actually want to take that journey with you.
Yeah.
Right. They want to see you change your hair color. They want to see you change your car. They want to see all of the things.
And that's the era of influence because they don't want to see the same. They want to see what you're changing, what you're doing. They want a constant motion. They're never, nobody's satisfied with where they're at anymore. Oh, they want to change all the time. Yeah. So you be yourself and change all the time.
Right.
But the way I use Pinterest was not for the normal, like, hey, here's the picture I want. Like, I want to like look like this lady, or I want to sit like this lady, or I want to do this for my headshot. What I built was a color scheme.
There you go.
Okay. So then as soon as I started like diving into, okay, I like this color, I'm going to put this in this folder and I'm going to do this, I actually found out that I was like way more vibrant than I thought I was. You know, and I was like, okay, I would have never picked those colors for myself. Mm-hmm. Are you kidding me?
Right.
Kick Rocks hot pink, but here I am in hot pink yesterday.
Yeah.
Because I was like, ooh, I actually love that vibe better than this other like muted tones.
Right. That's comfort. It's comfort.
Yeah. And I black is comfort. Black mentally.
Is, you know, like that's a comfort for
that's
us.
That's me. We're black is my
thing. You're also, you're good about pushing the envelope of doing, especially your shoes.
Oh, your red shoes.
You're good at that. Yeah. But like, I'm over there still like, can I get away with black on black still? Like,
you know, what I suggest you do.
And so I'm not
Don't look like a floating head.
I'm not going to do it.
What I would suggest you do.
I'm going to have fun with it. But
this is how you need to build your pictures. This is where you need to start. Build a color platform. And from that color platform, build a wardrobe. From that wardrobe, now look at poses that might fit that color platform. So what I did, and we can attach this later. So I did one of my branding shots. My color platform, let me show you my Pinterest board first because it's like freaking wild. It's if Elton John was a photographer.
Very nice. Also, can you tell Adam I'm going to get a new wardrobe, please? It's, Adam, you know, it's for business.
Shelly needs a new wardrobe. It's a write-off.
Yeah, it is definitely a write-off.
All right. So this is my inspiration. Four color. Wait for it. Look at all this freaking.
Oh, okay. Ooh, those pants.
I know. Can I get these pants?
Oh, those are so cute. I used to order those when we had the Gypsy Heifer. I'll give you the website.
Yes, please. I need these pants. Mm-hmm. But like very, okay, look at this.
Yeah.
Who, I have never worn hot pink in my effing life. Like not even one single day.
Yeah. So bad on you.
Yes. I want that. Okay. So this was like my color. This is where I started with. I'm like, I'm going for this color palette.
I like it.
So, all right. Fast forward to yesterday when I was doing, all right. Did I palette?
Oh, I love it.
Yes.
That's just one of the looks, right? So I would have never landed there had I not built the color platform
and went
inspired from color. Versus like copying someone else's picture.
Yeah. Right.
So then I became more authentically like myself. I was authentic to myself.
Right.
Just by a freaking color.
Right.
Where I want you to start.
You know, it's crazy. You said this. I texted her the other day. You know, it's coming back around. I think they used to do it like maybe in the 90s, but they color match you to see what like colors you're good with. And there's two women in Athens that just
like in the 90s.
Yes.
Back in
we were all born there, but like
a long time ago.
I mean, it was, guys. I think it was popular back then. I think it's coming back around is what I'm saying. But like, there's two women in Athens that started doing it here in Athens. And I was like, so it's kind of the same thing.
So oh, yeah, we
like,
talked about doing it.
So it's
office,
talking about to
so
like,
the agents would know.
You know what colors you look best in. And so that way, if you do that, and you're like, oh, I don't need to be wearing black, or maybe I do need to be wearing the pink support. You know, I mean, I'm still going to wear it, but, you know,
do you
especially
feel like
for
you have
like.
A color outside of black?
Maybe green. Or
like an emerald, like a jewel tone.
Yeah, I feel like you always gravitate towards
well, I mean,
those.
The green, like we did on my photos at my
yes.
house.
Yes,
yeah. But I did talk about doing that before that because for just like you did for Pinterest, but
right,
you should do yourself.
Yeah, yeah. So find your colors and then build a color platform and then share that with me.
Yeah,
and that's where we're gonna start with the branding photos. Then we'll worry about the posing later. I can pose you.
I'm not
we
worried about
fun.
That. I'm not worried about that.
But I have to know your vibe. Like I gotta know where you want to go with this, or else you're gonna get stuffy headshots. Because someone like on the fly is like, oh, I need headshots. What are they gonna get? They're gonna come to the studio. They're gonna get the stuffy headshots because you didn't give me anything to work with.
Yeah.
But I think that the stuffy headshots is fine when you're a new agent and you need something
for
your
something for a business card.
Yes.
You need your business cards. You need your signs. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's fine. But when you want to be an influencer, when you want to have a following and you want to grow your platform and so people are following you, what are you going to do? And that's branding.
Yep.
And branding, I feel like, is the new thing. I wish people to stop booking headshots and just be like, I want to brand.
Mm-hmm.
Give me these five pointers and shoot, maybe I'm going to list these five pointers, but let's brand ourselves. Mm-hmm. Let's brand our industries. Let's work it.
I think the ones that we did for like the box truck was probably my favorite that we did.
Love those.
Yeah.
That was just like in your house.
Yeah.
She's like doing her stuff on the phone, got the laptop, whatever, legs kicked up, got her Louis Vuittons on, you know? Hey, yeah. I borrowed my friend's Gucci boots for my session yesterday.
Oh, did you?
I was like, I need some Gucci boots now.
Girl.
Love it. Love
it.
It's a thing.
But it's fun. I think that's where we started.
Was it a Gucci shirt you got?
Yes, I did. When we were in New York, it was one of those purchases.
That's a story.
You've been at the bar all day kind of thing. So.
Man. Mm-hmm. I need a sugar mom.
Tiff can package your girl.
It was I made the mistake of walking by the Gucci store and I went, I want that shirt. I should have asked. When they took me upstairs, I went, oh, God.
I've made the wrong choice.
I was like, they're not going to have it in my size. First off, Gucci never has anything in my size. But they did.
It was meant to be, though.
So we walked out with it. So
I got to know, how much was that price?
$2,200.
Do you still wear the shirt?
I wear it all the time.
She has to.
And the sad part is, it's not a whole lot of shirt.
No.
Stop. You're going to have to text me this shirt
later.
I got to see this shirt.
It's not a whole lot of
shirt. That's ridiculous.
But also, I work my ass off. And
yes.
I owned it. So,
get
and
you
I was
shirt.
Fortunate enough to be able to buy that. That is not a normal thing in my life for sure. But
I'm so cheap. Like, I'm going to buy, like, but there's going to be key
oh,
things.
No,
like,
I'll be wearing $18 pants with it. What are you talking about? That's
not
legit.
Over here.
Legit. Oh, I'm on. Look, all the balls that I went to, like, everybody is always commenting on all the dresses and stuff.
Shein.
They're every single one of them have been from Shein.
Yeah,
I've not paid over $50 for a dress yet.
So I think it's called Shein.
Well, whatever.
Whatever.
And listen, I know this is
the
I don't want to debate
super
it with you guys.
Wild.
But the only reason I know is because they had that whole documentary about it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm
there's like a whole thing. And so in the documentary, they call it Shein.
Oh.
So I'm like, okay, well.
No, it wasn't Shein on the Super Bowl.
It
was
Temu.
I have not tried Temu, but I will say Shein is like my favorite. I even buy my kids' clothes from there. It's so good.
I did a $200 order.
I love it.
And you probably
got
all my beach
stuff. All my beach stuff.
For my birthday, my husband was like, what do you want? He was going to buy me some new gold chains that I really wanted. But I was like, no, what I really want is for you to check out my Shein cart. And he just handed me his cart and I checked it out.
That's
$350.
That's
it was
good.
Nice. I got a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's the thing. I mean, and, you know, it's not any different made from some of these boutiques.
Yeah.
And, stuff.
And if I have to throw it away.
So what?
I'm not,
$8.
My
$7. Yeah.
My feelings are not hurt.
I'll just donate it. I mean,
yeah.
That's what it is.
Kind of matter of fact, for Lachey B's prom thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think I donated 9 or 10 dresses.
Yeah, that's great. I love that. For the formal stuff that they I love that. That's awesome. All right, well, cool. I had the best time hanging out with you guys today. Hopefully it was like super easy. Told you it was gonna be chill.
It was a little bit easier than I thought it was gonna be. I was nervous.
I'm not. It's good.
Yeah. You know, like, just last thoughts, like, we can control the path that we're on, right? We're sometimes like, we're born into a family, we're born into a circumstance, but the thing is we can take ownership of where that path leads. And I feel like you guys you're leading your path in the right way.
For sure.
And thanks for sharing all your fun experiences.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks for joining us, guys. You've just watched Exposure Uncut.